Amen. 1 Timothy 3:15. I sure appreciate Brother Diego. Amen. Praise God. And I want to obey what I feel in the Holy Ghost tonight.
You're going to find. Lo que el Espíritu Santo me dice ahora.
Amen. Just how God is precise.
Como Dios es preciso.
Amen. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15 is where I want to read.
3:15.
But if I tarry long,
para que si tardo,
that thou mayest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God,
sepas cómo debes conducirte en la casa de Dios,
which is the church of the living God,
que es la iglesia del Dios viviente,
the pillar and ground of the truth.
Columna y baluarte de la verdad.
Are you thankful for the church tonight?
Estás agradecido por la verdad.
Hallelujah.
Por la iglesia.
I want to just talk to you tonight. What's right with the church?
Quiero hablarte sobre lo que está bien.
You've heard what's wrong with the church.
Usted conoce lo que está mal con la
iglesia. I hear it all the time.
Yo lo digo todo el día.
But I want to know, amen, tonight, what's right with the church. Are you thankful for the church of the living God? Amen. Let's lift our hearts. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost and fire. Thank you for the power of your Spirit, Jesus, the glory of your love. We thank you for the church, and we bless you, we praise you, and we believe you tonight for your blessings. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. You may be seated. Amen. Thank the Lord for the church.
Gracias a Dios por la
amen.
Iglesia.
Timothy begins to write, Paul begins to write to Timothy, and he talks about the church being the pillar and the ground of truth.
Y aquí Pablo le empieza a hablar a Timoteo sobre cómo la iglesia es columna y baluarte de la verdad.
This verse that we read tonight,
este verso que leímos ahora,
is the purpose statement of Paul's instruction.
Es el propósito por la instrucción de Pablo.
In this chapter, he gives qualifications for pastors or bishops and deacons.
Y aquí empieza Pablo a decir sobre las cualificaciones de los pastores.
Then he explains why those things matter.
Y empieza a explicar por qué estas cosas importan.
The church carries a responsibility.
Porque la iglesia tiene una responsabilidad.
Of representing and preserving God's truth in this world.
De representar la verdad de Dios en este
mundo. God has called the church to be the lighthouse in this generation.
Porque el Señor ha llamado a que la iglesia sea una luz en el mundo.
And we're going to examine some key ideas of knowing about the church. The church is the house of God.
Y vemos que la iglesia es la casa de Dios.
That doesn't mean just a building,
y no solamente se
refiere, but it refers to God's household,
pero sino se
his family,
a la casa,
and his dwelling among his people.
Sino que su familia, la gente que está aquí.
Are you thankful today that even the church is more than a building?
No está agradecido que la iglesia es
más, but it's a dwelling place. It's a household.
Donde
a
vive.
Place where God begins to dwell and God begins to minister.
Donde Dios empieza a ministrar.
How many are thankful for the church tonight?
¿Cuánto está agradecido por aquello?
Amen. So Paul begins to say that there's a place that you need to behave at.
Es un lugar donde te tienes que comportar.
Oh, he's not just talking about our behavior and conduct during a service.
No solamente habla de sobre cuando estamos en el
we
servicio.
Believe in doing that.
Creemos
but that
en eso.
Reverence includes a reverence towards God.
Tiene que hablar una reverencia a
Dios. A respect for spiritual authority.
Un respeto por la autoridad espiritual.
Holiness and lifestyle.
De santidad en la vida.
And a love and order among believers.
Y de amor y orden entre los creyentes.
And also integrity and doctrine.
Y integridad en la doctrina.
The church is not a casual organization.
La iglesia no es una organización casual.
But it's God's household.
Sino que es la casa
and his
de Dios.
Members.
Y sus miembros.
Amen. That he has chosen.
Que ha elegido.
And just as children represents a reputation of a family.
Y como los niños representan la siguiente generación.
Believers represent the reputation of God's house.
Nosotros representamos la
Paul said the church is the church of the living God.
Y Pablo dijo que la iglesia es del Dios viviente.
And he was intentional when he said the living God.
Y era intencional cuando dijo que dijo Dios viviente.
In Paul's world and ancient at the time of Paul.
Y los tiempos de Pablo.
Pagan temples were dedicated to lifeless idols.
Habían templos paganos que le daban dedicación a ídolos.
But the church belongs to the living God.
Pero la iglesia le pertenece a Dios.
Who still speaks?
Que habla.
Who still acts?
Que actúa.
And still dwells amongst his people.
Y que habita sobre nuestras vidas.
So therefore, the church tonight, amen, is a blessed place.
Así que la iglesia es un lugar bendecido.
But the church is not a social club.
Pero la iglesia no es un lugar social.
A cultural organization.
O un lugar de cultura.
Merely a meeting place.
O solo un lugar de reunión.
But it's a gathering place of the living God's people, where his truth is declared.
Donde su verdad es declarada.
Then Paul said the church is a pillar of the truth.
Y luego Pablo dice que que la iglesia es un pilar de verdad.
A pillar in ancient architecture has two purposes.
Y el pilar tiene dos propósitos.
To hold something up.
Para agarrar algo y afirmarlo.
And to display something prominently.
Y para mostrar algo poderoso.
Ancient temples often had large pillars at the entrance.
Los templos antiguos tenían pilares muy grandes.
And they would display inscriptions or statues.
Y ponían estatuas o cosas grandes ahí.
Paul is saying the church holds up and displays the truth to the world.
Y Pablo dice que tenemos que representar ese mismo poder.
The gospel, the doctrine of the revelation of God.
Para mostrarle el evangelio, la verdad de la iglesia.
Are supported and proclaimed by the church. Are you thankful for the truth today?
¿Estás agradecido por la verdad de hoy?
When the truth has came to your life, you're going to proclaim what the truth has done.
Que proclamar la verdad.
And without the church faithfully in preaching the truth,
y si la iglesia no predicara,
truth becomes distorted.
La verdad se convierte en otra cosa.
Doctrine spreads,
la falsa doctrina empieza
and people
a entrar,
are misled.
Y la gente se empieza a perder.
But the church acts like a column.
Pero la iglesia actúa como una columna.
Lifting up truth high.
Levantando
that the world can see the truth today. Are you thankful for the truth of the Lord God tonight? The church is the ground of truth. Think about it.
La iglesia es un lugar de verdad.
The ground means the foundation.
Significa la fundación, el suelo.
The support.
El soporte.
The stabilizing base.
La base estabilizadora.
And if the pillar lifts the truth up,
y el pilar levanta la verdad.
The ground holds it steady.
Pero el suelo lo mantiene firme.
So the church is responsible for preserving the truth.
Así que la iglesia es responsable de mantenerlo así.
Protecting the word of God.
Protegiendo la verdad.
Guarding the gospel.
Protegiendo y guardando el
evangelio. That's why Paul talked about false teachers.
Así que por eso Pablo habló de la falsa doctrina.
Doctors, doctrines.
Que corrompen la doctrina.
The church must anchor the truth even firmly so it cannot move.
La iglesia debe afirmarse como un ancla hacia la verdad.
That's the reason why behavior in the church and conduct even is so important.
Por eso que la conducta importa tanto en la iglesia.
If the church proclaims truth,
y si la iglesia proclama verdad,
but lives in disorder,
pero vive en desorden,
or
pecado,
in sin,
o pecado,
the pillars become crooked. The foundation becomes weak. Behavior in the house of God should reflect a reverence. Recognizing the presence of the Almighty God. Are you thankful for the presence of God tonight? Amen. A God you could feel. A God that you could know. Behavior in the house of God should reflect holiness.
Debería reflejar santidad.
What is holiness? It's when God lives inside of you and he separates you from sinfulness.
Te saca de lo pecado.
Oh, I'm thankful that God's doing the work tonight, separating us.
De que Dios nos separó del pecado.
Also in God's house it should reflect an order.
Y también en la casa del Señor debería reflejar el orden.
A respect for leadership,
respeto por el liderazgo,
structure,
por la estructura,
and authority.
Y por la autoridad.
Also in the house of God it should reflect a love.
Deberíamos reflejar el amor.
A unity amongst believers because they love God.
La unidad entre creyentes porque
and they
aman
love
a Dios.
What is God's.
Porque aman lo que es de Dios.
And there is an integrity.
Y hay una integridad.
Living in the truth we preach. We just don't preach it, we live it. Somebody say amen.
No solamente vivimos la verdad, sino también que la vivimos.
Truth must not just be taught, it must be lived.
No solo predicamos, sino también hay que vivirlo.
And the church does not merely announce truth, it embodies truth.
La iglesia no solamente habla de la verdad, sino que
hallelujah. And the powerful illustration, I want you to imagine going to a courthouse.
Y quiero que se imagine cuando vaya a la corte.
In that building are the laws of a nation.
Y cuando va ahí están las leyes de la nación.
And that structure exists to uphold justice.
Y esa estructura existe para mantener la justicia.
If the courtroom becomes corrupt,
y si la corte
justice collapses.
La justicia se colapsa.
Likewise, God's church is God's courthouse of truth.
Asimismo, la iglesia es la corte de la verdad.
If the church loses truth, the world has no place left to find it.
Perdemos el terreno.
And the larger message with the word of the Lord is trying to say here.
Y el mensaje largo que intenta
Pablo decir. He said, "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh."
Grande es el misterio de la manifestación de.
Paul is emphasizing that the church carries a responsibility.
Aquí Pablo dice que la iglesia lleva una responsabilidad.
Of proclaiming the revelation of God to the world.
De proclamar la verdad del Señor Jesús.
Let me tell you what the church is. The church is a custodian of the gospel.
Y la iglesia es custodio de la verdad.
It's called the house of God.
El evangelio es la casa.
That's where the people of God come together.
Es donde la gente.
It's called the church of the living God, where God lives in us.
Donde Dios vive.
It's called the pillar of truth, because we're lifting high the standard and the banner of what truth is all about.
Es la verdad, es el pilar de la verdad.
It's called the ground of truth, because it firmly supports and preserves the gospel.
Es el suelo de la verdad que permanece con el evangelio.
So as a result of this,
así que el resultado de ello,
the church is that safe place. What's right with the church tonight? I want to just talk. There's been much said about what's wrong.
Mucho se dice lo que está mal sobre la iglesia.
Amen. But I want to talk to you what's right. Are you thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. And what's beautiful about the church?
Amen.
That God has bought it with His own blood.
Que nos ha cubierto con su sangre.
It has God's promises alive in it.
Es la promesa de Dios viva en nosotros.
It has God's provisions in it.
Es la provisión de él.
It's God's God. It has God's potential in it.
Y tiene la potencia de Dios en él.
And not only that, but the church is God's bride.
No solamente eso, sino que somos.
It's God's lover.
Somos el amante de Dios.
The apple of His eye.
Somos la.
It's His body.
De sus ojos.
It's His vineyard. Amen. Are you thankful that the church is God's friend?
Hallelujah.
What's right with the church? I'll tell you what's right with the church for me. As an 11-year-old boy, amen, God filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Yo fui lleno del Espíritu Santo.
I went down to the watery grave in Jesus' name.
Y fui al agua y me bauticé.
And through my trials and failures of sin, it was the church that was there to nurse me back to health. Are you thankful for the church? What's right with the church? I'll tell you what's right with the church. The church is the agent of God. It's the intensive care unit of God.
Es la intención que Dios tiene para nosotros para guiarnos en nuestra vida.
To give direction.
Es para la iglesia está para darnos
dirección. When I lost my direction.
Mientras pierdo mi dirección.
Are you thankful that this is the place you get direction back?
Te agradezco que tiene aquí
you get connected back to that heavenly signal in the house of God.
Conectarse con la señal divina de
Dios. Oh, it provides an atmosphere where I have been blessed.
Promete una atmósfera.
I've been healed.
He sido sanado.
I've been delivered.
He sido rescatado.
I've been corrected.
He sido corregido.
I've been fed.
He sido alimentado.
And I've been strengthened. At the church of the living God.
Yo aumentaba mi fuerza en la casa del Dios viviente.
And it was in the church.
Pero fue en la iglesia.
That I found a bride, a wife.
Que encontré a mi esposa.
A faithful wife of my dreams.
Una esposa que estuvo en mis.
It was in the church that we were married together and became one before God and before everybody.
En donde nos casamos y nos convertimos en uno.
And I'm thankful that the church is a friend tonight.
Y agradezco que la iglesia es un amigo.
The church is a friend to the friendless.
Es un amigo para los que son que quieren
and
ser
thank
amigos.
God for the church tonight.
Y agradezco a la iglesia.
Where everybody else is trying to find the wrong, I found the right in the church. Are you thankful for the righteousness of God that is here?
Lo bueno en la iglesia, en lo que es correcto.
Amen. For it was in the church that I learned about God Almighty.
Y fue la iglesia donde aprendí sobre Dios.
I found about His saving name.
Encontré sobre su nombre salvador.
His holy way.
Su manera de vivir santa.
And my calling as a saint.
Y mi llamado como un santo.
His benefits.
Sus beneficios.
His glorious attributes.
Sus atributos gloriosos.
And I thank for that in the church I found that there's a reward for me.
Y agradezco por la recompensa.
It was in the church that I found that Jesus Christ was a high priest for my failures.
Y agradezco que Dios era un sacerdote santo para mí.
He's been my keeper.
Él me ha mantenido.
He's been my dwelling place.
Yo me he podido estar.
He's been my advocate.
Él ha sido mi abogado.
And I'm thankful that He is my comforter tonight.
Y bueno que él me conforta con su vida.
In the church, you know what else I found that is right? Amen. It ain't heaven. Church ain't heaven, so you're going to have troubles. Nobody's found that to be.
No quiere decir que no tengas problemas en la iglesia.
In the church, I've learned that there is a heaven where I have no troubles.
Aquí tuve un cielo donde no tenía problemas.
But in the church, I've learned that also this ain't heaven, so I'm going to have all kind of disappointments.
Yo sé también que aquí no es el cielo, pero tendré.
But there's a heaven where there will be no disappointments.
Pero sé que habrá un cielo de verdad donde no tendré problemas.
In the church, I've learned that this ain't heaven, so we're mortals and we're going to fail.
Y yo sé que aquí no es el cielo y que vamos a poder fallar tal vez.
But in the church I found out that there's a heaven where we could be immortal and we will never fail before God.
Pero yo sé que vamos a ser inmortales en el cielo.
In the church I've learned weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Yes. Are you thankful for what you're finding right in the church? Amen. Are you thankful that there's a God who's still alive in the church?
A tener resistencia de confiar en Dios.
In the church I learned that God has the will to say.
Y yo sé que aquí podemos estar salvos con el Señor.
God has the method to save.
El Señor tiene el método.
He has the power to save.
Él tiene el poder para salvar.
And God has time to save.
Y el Señor tiene el
tiempo. This world don't have time for you. Life don't have time for you. But I have a God who has time for me. I found that in the church, hasn't you?
Tenemos a un Dios que nos salva con
tiempo. What's right with the church?
¿Qué es bueno con la iglesia?
Its constitution is the Bible.
Porque la constitución es la Biblia.
Its bylaws is the Bible.
Sus reglas son la Biblia.
Its policies is the Bible.
La política
es la Biblia. Its benefits is the Bible.
Sus beneficios
its manual is the Bible.
El manual es la
Biblia. Its head is Jesus Christ.
La cabeza es Jesucristo.
Its headquarters is heaven.
Y el lugar donde nos estamos congregando es el cielo.
What's beautiful I found in the church.
Y lo que hermoso he encontrado en la iglesia.
The lost has a savior.
Y los perdidos
encuentran salvación. The sick has a healer.
Los enfermos
the trouble has a counselor.
Y los que tienen problemas encuentran consolación.
The weary has a rest.
Y los que están cansados,
the saint has an altar to go to.
Y los santos tienen un altar para ver.
The altar's not just for the sinner.
Los altares no solamente son
I have found this in the church that the altar is still for the saint.
Y que los altares son para los santos también.
How many has ever been weary?
¿Cuántos han estado cansados?
How many has ever been worn out?
¿Cuántos han tenido
But you came to an altar and found a recharging, a restoring, and a transformation at the altar.
No, sino que hemos recargado aquí nuestras energías con Dios.
I'm thankful that I found in the church that the discouraged has hope.
Y he agradecido a Dios que hemos tenido esperanza aquí.
The blind has a guide.
Y la ceguera se nos ha ido y hemos tenido guía.
You know what else I've learned in the church?
¿Sabe qué hemos aprendido en la iglesia?
His commandments are not grievous.
Sus mandamientos no solamente son así nomás.
God's not going to put grievous things on you.
No quiere ponerte cargas pesadas.
His way is right.
Sino que su manera es correcta.
His fear is healthy.
Y su miedo, su respeto.
He listens when I pray.
Él te escucha cuando tú oras.
He's touched by my weaknesses.
Y él toca mis debilidades.
And he's even in control when things seem out of control. You think of that tonight?
Está en control cuando no tengo el control.
And I'm thankful that I learned in the church. He is that one that pulls me through, and even I could stand the pulling.
Y esto todo lo aprendí en la iglesia, gracias.
In the church, I've learned that my weakness, my failures, my limitations.
Y aprendí que todas mis debilidades.
My misunderstandings and my needs, I found out I cannot find fulfillment any other place but in God.
Y todas mis necesidades son cumplidas por el Señor.
In church, I learned that He's my strength.
Y en la iglesia aprendió que Él es mi fuerza.
He's my sufficiency.
Él es mi suficiente.
Amen. His manifold wisdom is for me.
Su sabiduría está conmigo.
In the church, I learned what God loves.
Y he aprendido en la iglesia lo que el Señor ama.
What God hates.
Lo que Dios odia.
What God enjoys.
Y lo que Dios disfruta.
And what God despises.
Y lo que Dios no le gusta.
I learned His walk.
Y he aprendido a caminar
His way.
Su manera, su camino.
His talk.
Su camino.
At the church, I learned His judgment.
Y la iglesia ha aprendido cómo
His mercy.
Su misericordia.
And His grace.
Y su gracia.
I've learned about His cross.
Y he aprendido sobre su cruz.
His blood.
Sobre su sangre.
His power.
Sobre su poder.
And His promise.
Y sobre su promesa.
You know what I learned in church as well?
¿Y sabe qué más aprendió?
He was Abraham's friend.
Él fue el amigo de Abraham.
Who has become my friend.
Que se ha convertido en
He was Jacob's ladder.
Era la escalera de Jacob.
He was Joseph's dream.
Era el sueño de José.
He was David's stone.
Era la piedra de David.
He was Gideon's fleece.
Era el ejército de Gideon.
And he was Samson's strength.
Y era la fuerza de Sansón.
And he was Job's restorer.
Y era el restaurador de Job.
You know what I learned in the church?
¿Sabe qué más aprendí?
When I'm weak, He is strong.
Cuando soy débil, es fuerte.
When I fail, He's faithful.
Cuando yo fallo, él sí.
And when I don't understand, He knows.
Cuando no entiendo, él sí.
When I am down,
cuando estoy mal,
He lifts me up.
Él me levanta.
When I'm hungry,
cuando
He feeds
hambre,
me.
Él me da como...
When I'm bound, He frees me.
Cuando él...
When I'm confused, He never is confused.
Él nunca me confunde.
In the church, I've learned.
En la iglesia he aprendido.
The definition of sin.
La definición del pecado.
The consequences of sin.
Las consecuencias del pecado.
The sin nature that I have within me.
De la naturaleza del pecado que tengo yo.
But I also learned that there's a remedy for sin.
Pero también he aprendido sobre.
I've learned that there's a deliverance from sin.
Hay un rescate del pecado.
The appropriation for my sin.
De la apropiación del pecado.
And the time when sin will not be there for me no longer.
Cuando el pecado ya no va a estar en mí.
And God, I learned that He is a spirit.
Y aprendió que él es el
He's
espíritu.
Absolute. He's one.
Él es absoluto. Él es todo.
He's omnipresent.
Él es omnipresente.
He's everywhere.
Él está en todos lados.
He's all knowing.
Él lo sabe todo.
And He's all powerful.
Y es todopoderoso también.
And I've learned that Jesus is the name of that one true God.
Y he aprendido que Jesús es su nombre.
And in church, I've learned even that there were five things that the infinite God does not know.
Y hay cosas que
five things God doesn't know.
cosas que el Señor no sabe.
Number one, he does not know a sinner he does not hate.
No sabe de un pecador que no sabe odiar.
Doesn't know a sinner that he doesn't hate.
No sabe de un
Are you thankful that God
odia.
Still hates sin?
¿No te agradece que el Señor odia el pecado?
Man, that's a hard question.
Bueno, qué pregunta difícil.
Amen. You know why God hates sin? Because it opposes him.
¿Sabe por qué odia el pecado? Porque se opone a él.
It's not so much that God hates sin, but he has provided a remedy.
Sino que ha provisto
un pecado. The second thing that God doesn't know, he doesn't know a sinner he does not love.
Y él no conoce a un pecador que él no ame.
And he does not know a better plan of salvation that he's provided.
Y no conoce otro plan mejor que él ha proveído.
He doesn't know a better time that to be saved than today.
Y no sabe un mejor tiempo que
and the fifth thing, he doesn't know another God.
No
he said, is there
Dios?
A God beside me? I know not in me. Any. Amen. Are you thankful for the church of the living God today? It was that church where I felt conviction.
Esa es la iglesia donde sentí convicción.
That led me to repentance.
Que me llevó al arrepentimiento.
It was that church where I felt the Spirit of God draw me.
Cuando sentí el Espíritu Santo llevarme hacia él.
Where the word of God was preached to me.
Cuando el Espíritu Santo me predicó.
And caused me to bow my knees again and again.
Y me hizo arrodillarme ante él una y otra vez.
Where I saw my sin.
Cuando vi mi pecado.
And God fixed my heart.
Y Dios arregló mi corazón.
Where he laid his hands on me.
Donde puso su mano sobre mí.
It was at the church I learned to pray.
Esa fue la iglesia donde
I learned to worship.
Aprendí cómo
I learned
orar,
to wait on God.
Adorarle,
I learned
Dios.
To listen to God.
Aprendí cómo orar,
I learned my
Dios.
Need for the church, the body.
Sobre las necesidades de la iglesia.
At the church I learned to love.
Y en la iglesia aprendí a amar.
And even at the church I learned to hate sin.
Y en la iglesia aprendí a odiar el pecado.
In the church God became my heavenly father.
Y aprendí sobre mi padre celestial.
The church became my mother.
Y la iglesia se convirtió en mi mamá.
The saints became my family.
Y los santos se convirtieron en mi familia.
And the angels became my guardians.
Y los ángeles se convirtieron en mis guardianes.
Are you thankful for the church of the living God? What's right with the church?
¿Y qué más está bien con la iglesia?
The church is what I need.
La iglesia es lo que necesito.
The anchor of my soul.
Es el ancla de mi alma.
Even the compass for my life.
Es el compás que me guía mi vida.
And the banner that I could raise up is in the church of the living God.
Puedo decir
I'm thankful today that, amen, in the church I found freedom.
Qué bueno que la iglesia tengo libertad.
In the church I've learned to shut the door behind me.
Puedo cerrar la puerta que estaba detrás mío.
In the church I found that God gives a new heart.
Y aprendí que Dios da nuevo corazón.
He becomes the treasure of treasures.
Él se convierte en tesoro de tesoros.
And he shares his glory with us.
Y comparte su gloria con nosotros.
It was in the church that he cleansed me from my sin.
Y fue la iglesia donde me limpió de pecados.
Can I tell you what the church has taught me as well? You know what's right with the church?
¿Sabes lo que está bien con la iglesia?
I can listen to the voice of the Lord.
Puedo oír la voz de Dios.
And love people like he loves people.
Y amar a la gente como él.
And reach the sinners.
Para alcanzar a los pecadores.
And offer them a hope beyond this world.
Y darles esperanza más allá de este mundo.
I'm going to share something with you.
Quiero mostrarles algo más también.
It was after the Second World War.
Fue después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
East and West Berlin divided with a great wall.
El este y el oeste de Berlín estaba dividido por una muralla.
The big powers controlled the western part.
Y las grandes poderes controlaban
la parte oeste. While the communists controlled the eastern side of the wall.
Mientras que los comunistas controlaban otra parte.
A wall made such a difference between the two mindsets.
Y una muralla fue lo que hizo la diferencia.
And there was a lot of people that tried to flee communism.
Y mucha gente intentaba salirse del comunismo.
They were shot to death because they were trying to flee.
Pero eran disparados a muerte porque si se querían ir del comunismo.
Many people tried to get over the wall.
Y muchos que querían pasar sobre la muralla.
Only were mauled by dogs and shot down and knocked down and you name it.
Pero bueno, por hacer eso eran destruidos, asesinados por perros.
But there was one man who crawled into a sewer pipe.
Pero hubo un hombre que se fue por la alcantarilla.
On the east side, he made his way underneath the wall of East Berlin to the west side.
Y empezó a andar por esos caminos.
The sewer pipe got so small.
Y la alcantarilla se hizo tan pequeño.
He had to crawl on his back until he got stuck.
Y que tuvo que escalar por ahí, por ese orificio hasta que se
He could move no further.
Y no pudo moverse más.
Stuck underneath the foundation and the concrete above.
Y quedó ahí abajo, por arriba, donde
he began to tap on the pipe, hoping somebody would hear him.
Y empezó a tocar las tuberías para que alguien lo oyera, para que lo sacara de ahí.
On the street above in West Berlin, somebody on the sidewalk heard the taps.
Y al otro lado del muro, alguien lo escuchó.
They started calling the authorities.
Y empezaron a llamar a las autoridades.
Who uncovered the sidewalk and the concrete and got to the pipe.
hasta que sacaron el concreto y lo alcanzaron.
And they heard a tapping, a knocking. It became louder and more exciting.
Y escucharon cómo tocaba el hombre.
And there they opened it up, that pipe.
Esa tubería.
And there was that man tapped, trapped inside of that pipe.
Y ahí estaba ese hombre atrapado.
And they removed him out and rescued him into the liberty and the freedom.
Para que tuviera su libertad.
You know what I learned about the church?
¿Sabe que aprendí en la iglesia?
The church is a place that's listening for the tapping of somebody that's wanting freedom and liberty.
Lo mismo, que escucha.
Are you thankful for the church that has an ear to listen to somebody's plea, somebody's cry that says, I need to be free. I need to be free in the Holy Ghost. Are you thankful that our God is a God that has given us the same love that whosoever will could come and they could walk in the door of your church? Amen. And God has given us the ability even to help them know the freedom and the liberty of Him.
Y que bueno que la gente puede entrar en la iglesia y escuchar esas alabanzas y la libertad que Dios da.
Who in our community is tapping?
¿Y quién en nuestra comunidad está tocando igual que el hombre?
What's right with the church?
¿Qué hay de bueno con la iglesia?
This is what's right with the church.
Esto es lo que está bueno con la iglesia.
It's a people that remember where God brought them from.
Es la gente que recuerda donde Dios
los sacó. A people that is appreciative of the grace and the goodness of God.
La gente que aprecia la bondad de Dios.
It's a people that remember the heartaches.
Es la gente que recuerda los días difíciles.
The weights of sin.
Del peso del pecado.
And the day that freedom came to them.
Y cuando la libertad llegó hacia ellos.
Don't you know that the man that was in that pipe trapped?
No sabe que el hombre que está atrapado en la tubería.
Every time he got around that wall, he would listen in case somebody else was tapping.
Cada vez él pasaba por esa muralla, escuchaba tal vez.
Amen. That man, they say, amen, after he was rescued, he started improvising ways to try to get to people on the other side.
Probablemente estaba pensando cómo pasar otras personas aquí al otro lado.
It was his ambition to try to help those that were locked in communism on the other side of the wall.
Él estaba intentando también rescatar a la gente que estaba del otro lado.
It became his mission.
Se convirtió en su misión.
To rescue other people.
Para rescatar a otras personas.
That wanted out.
Que estaba mal, que estaba
cansado. You know what's right with the church?
¿Sabe lo que está bien con la iglesia?
The church is a missionary tower, a people of mission. Our mission is to reach, amen. Oh, not just to know Jesus, but our mission is to make him known.
Sino que conozcan a Dios.
Amen. After the Lord's given you freedom, are you thankful tonight for the freedom of the Holy Ghost? How many of you tonight are thankful for the church? Amen. You know what's right with the church? You could find wrong because the church is made up of humans. I've had people say, I don't want to go to church. Because the church is full of hypocrites. Are you thankful that Jesus will forgive hypocrites? How many's ever been hypocritical before?
Come on, I've been hypocritical.
I'm going to hold my hand up the highest. Sister Sharon and Brother Robbie are about the same height out there, but I hold my hand up just as high as everybody else.
Que pongo mi mano
I've been
también,
hypocritical.
Yo he sido hipócrita también.
But I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus
yo estoy agradecido
Christ.
Por la sangre de Dios.
That he will forgive and teach me.
Que él me perdone y me enseña.
It's all at the Church of the Living God.
De cómo estar en la iglesia.
Today, in between services.
Hoy entre los servicios de hoy.
Amen. I was in my recliner.
Estaba en mi silla.
Trying to relax.
Intentando relajarme.
And the church phone began to ring.
Y el teléfono de la iglesia empezó a sonar.
I jumped up and answered the phone.
Y contesté el teléfono.
And on the other end.
Y al otro lado.
A man says.
Un hombre dice.
He said, Pastor,
me dice, Pastor,
I am Pastor Mitchell from Oklahoma.
Soy Pastor Mitchell de Oklahoma.
He said, is your church in Nacogdoches?
Y me preguntó si mi iglesia está en Nacogdoches.
I said, yes.
Dije, sí.
He said, we just got through baptizing a 79-year-old man.
Acabamos de bautizar un hombre de 70 y tantos años.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesús.
This man is from Nacogdoches.
Este hombre es de Nacogdoches.
And he said, I went through and I had my grandson or my son look up the name of a apostolic church in Nacogdoches.
Y ellos buscaban el nombre de una iglesia apostólica en Nacogdoches.
And he said, yours was the first one and you're the first one that responds.
Y la tuya fue la primera en responder.
This man is coming home baptized in Jesus' name.
Este hombre va a ir a la casa, va a volver aquí.
He came to Oklahoma to come to his granddaughter's wedding.
Y este hombre fue a Oklahoma por el matrimonio de su nieta.
And while he was at the wedding this morning, he went to the church.
Y mientras estaba en el matrimonio, fue a la iglesia.
They had a special service.
Tuvieron un servicio especial.
And he was baptized in Jesus' name.
Y él fue bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
Tears rolling down his face.
Y lágrimas empezaron a caer.
He wanted the pastor to locate him a church.
Él quería que el pastor le diera
so
una iglesia.
The pastor asked me, said, where and what is the address of your church?
Así que pues, el pastor me pidió la dirección de mi iglesia.
And the little man was in the room and they had the speakerphone on.
Y yo tenía el teléfono en altavoz.
I said, our church is located 1801 Durst, D-U-R-S-T.
Así que empecé a darle la dirección.
And I heard the elder gentleman on the other side, Durst Street.
Y el hombre anciano dijo, empezó a decir la palabra de la calle.
I live on Durst Street.
Y dijo, oh, yo vivo ahí.
2,000 block of Durst Street. Anybody knows where that's at?
¿Alguien sabe dónde está ese
Brother
lugar?
Murray, you know where that's at? You don't know where Pine Lake Estates is? He lives in 109 in Pine Lake Estates.
Muy cerca, vive muy cerca este caballero.
He and his wife
él y su esposa
are headed back to Nacogdoches on a bus.
Vienen a Nacogdoches en un bus.
And guess who's assigned to go to visit them? We are.
Así que adivinen quién van a visitar, nosotros.
You know what I thank God for? The church.
Estoy agradecido por la iglesia.
That this man could come back to Nacogdoches
este hombre puede volver a Nacogdoches y encontrar una iglesia.
We could look out at our driveway and see the entrance of where he lives. How many times I pray, God, there's somebody here that is seeking you.
¿Cuántas veces has orado que he pedido a Dios, Señor, yo sé que hay alguien que te busca?
And he had no clue how close he has been.
¿Cuán cerca le estaba de la iglesia?
To God's lighthouse, the church.
De cuán cerca le estaba del Señor.
You know what he's been waiting on? He's been waiting on the family.
Él estaba esperando en la familia.
He's been waiting on people to love him and his wife.
Estaba esperando que amaran a su familia, lo amaran a él.
Somebody there. And all the way home, guess what he's thinking about? I got a church at home waiting on me. I'll tell you what's right with the church. Amen. We've been washed in the blood. We've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Amen. Oh, you ought to stand to your feet and lift your hands and thank the Lord for the church. Amen. Oh, you ought to thank the Lord tonight for his church. Amen. We've been blood bought. We've been spirit filled. We've been led out of darkness. I thank of the church of the living God.
Nos ha rescatado.
Aleluya. And such were some of us.
Y somos nosotros.
We've been washed.
Que hemos sido lavados.
We've been sanctified.
Hemos sido santificados.
We've been justified by the Spirit of our God.
Hemos sido justificados por el Espíritu de Dios.
The light came to us.
Y la luz llegó a nosotros.
The blood has washed us.
Y la sangre nos ha limpiado.
God wants to use us now.
Y Dios quiere usarnos ahora.
You know what's right with the church?
¿Sabe lo que está bien, iglesia?
This is what's right.
Esto es lo que está bien.
The church is ready.
La iglesia está lista.
For whosoever will to come.
Para que cualquiera que venga.
Regardless of their background.
No importa su historia, de donde venga.
Regardless of their state of condition.
No importa su condición.
I'm thankful that the church is still the church.
Estoy agradecido que la iglesia sigue siendo la iglesia.
It's been through the fire.
Ha estado sobre el fuego.
It's been through persecution.
Ha estado sobre persecuciones también.
It's been through the valley.
Ha estado por el valle también.
It's been through seasons of dryness.
Ha estado por múltiples temporadas también.
But yesterday,
pero ayer,
a pastor friend of mine,
un amigo pastor mío,
on my phone talked to me and he said, Brother Crosswhite,
en el teléfono me habló y me dijo,
he said, God's fist to bless and God's fist to do something great in Nacogdoches.
Dios va a hacer algo poderoso aquí en Nacogdoches.
He said, I've had a burden for you.
Tuve una
and
carga
I've been lifting
ti.
You up in prayer.
Para levantarte en oración.
Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the church of the living God.
Estoy agradecido por la iglesia del
oh, lift your hands, saints.
Levante sus manos.
Are you thankful to be part of the church? I want you to get out of your chairs and I want you to come to the front.
Y venga aquí adelante.
Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and run the front right now and say, God, use me. Lord, use me, Lord Jesus. God, let me treasure your church. Let me love your church. Let me keep your church the pillar and the ground of truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands high, friend. Hallelujah. Are you available for God to use you? Come on, God wants to use you as a mighty instrument. God wants to use you as a mighty, mighty tool for His kingdom.
Poderosa herramienta para Dios, para Él.
Hallelujah. Here I am, Lord Jesus.
Aquí estoy, oh Señor.
Sing it, Sister Crossway.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain,
cleansed by His blood.
I am joined heirs with Jesus. As we travel the sun,
I'm a part of the family,
the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
Hallelujah. Are you thankful that you belong? It's a place where you could belong.
This fountain, cleansed by His blood, and we are joint heirs with Jesus as we travel the sun. I'm so glad I'm part of the family, the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part
of the family of God. Are you think you fit God's family? Come on, His family picture, you belong. Cleansed by His blood,
we are joined heirs with Jesus.
As we travel this side, I'm a part of the family, the family of God. Would you reach to somebody near you right now? If it's appropriate, lay your hands on their shoulder and pray with them. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for your righteousness.
In the fountain,
cleansed by His blood, I am joined with Jesus as we travel this sun. I'm a part of the family. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood.
We are joined heirs with Jesus
as we travel this sun. I'm a part of the family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I want to keep in the house of God? I want to keep an open channel for somebody to come to the throne of grace. Are you thankful that that day you came to God, that there was an open channel? God didn't block you, or neither did anybody else block you.
Gracias a Dios que Dios no te bloqueó, sino que te dio un espacio para tu estar.
Brother Murray, I remember the night God filled you with the Holy Ghost.
Yo recuerdo cuando llenó la mano Murray.
Where was it? Where did it happen at?
¿Dónde pasó?
Get your spot, bro. Right there.
¿Cómo estoy?
Amen. In their beautiful, in that beautiful, there's spots for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost.
El lugar donde la gente recibe el Santo.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you thankful there's a place for other people? Brother Murray, you know what I want to see? I want the Lord to bless you so much.
Que el Señor te bendiga mucho.
That you have to say, hey, you have to come with me. I want you to come get my spot. Wouldn't it be beautiful for somebody that has never tasted of the Holy Ghost to come and you say, no, stand right here. This is where it happened to me. If God did it for me, God can do it for you. That's what's right with the church. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight for his goodness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every now and again, guess what happens?
Y adivinen lo que sucede cada día.
Right outside the cafeteria where you go to school at, you know where they serve the food? Mm-hmm. I look up at the ceiling. There's a light fixture upstairs, right up there at the top of the ceiling.
Y cuando voy a la cafetería veo una luz ahí en la de TC.
And when I go back to Texas Bible College,
cuando vuelvo ahí a la universidad,
out right outside the cafeteria,
justo
I'll
la
get
cafeteria.
Somebody. And I said, you see this spot right here?
¿Ves este lugar aquí?
This is where I met my wife at.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell them it's a sacred spot.
Now I get it.
Ooh, I tell them there's something there. I got more than, that day we did more than serve food.
Este lugar fue más que servir comida porque ahí conocí a mi
esposa. There was that connection.
Fue la conexión ahí.
Every time I go. This is a spot.
Y cada vez que voy para digo, aquí me conocí.
Don't you want God, amen, to let this be the spot for somebody?
No quiere que el Señor
amen, to walk in and
usted.
Say, God, there's
diga,
no place like your place. There's no connection like you. The glory and the power of the Holy Ghost.
En la gloria del Espíritu Santo cayó.
At the jail.
Y incluso en la cárcel.
Do you know that every spot in that visitation room,
y cada lugar en esos lugares de visitantes,
we have seen every spot somebody received the gift of the Holy Ghost.
En cada lugar, cada persona recibe el Espíritu Santo ahí.
Brother and Sister Perez,
hermanos Pérez,
Sister Benton, you could take everybody to the spot where Andrew received the Holy Ghost.
Usted puede llenar,
that frustrated young man,
donde Andrew recibió el Espíritu Santo.
At the end of the service, everybody's leaving.
O cuando todos se vayan.
And he got a hold of us and said, I want the Holy Ghost.
Y dijo, quiero el Espíritu Santo.
I want the Holy Ghost.
Quiero el Espíritu Santo.
Andrew, sit right here.
Y Andrew se sentó justo ahí.
And his back was to the window right there on that second little stool.
Y su espalda daba a la ventana.
And that's where they visit through the little glass and they have phones there. Guess what happened to Andrew on that second spot? He lifted his hands and God filled Andrew with the gift of the Holy Ghost. He spoke with other tongues. I'm thankful for that place that I could take somebody. I could take you to the place. I could take you to that place where God filled me with the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like that sacred place in God. What's right with the church? I'll tell you what's right. God is still God. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise again. God bless you tonight. Let's go to heaven. How? God bless you. Greet somebody in Jesus' name.
Alguien en el nombre del Señor Jesús.